The message you're about to listen to is from the Campus Ministry Congress 2017, Audacious, by Pastor Ehosa Osunde. Stay blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Please one more time celebrate your pastor and all the team that worked together with him to have me around for this wonderful program. Please celebrate yourself also. Hallelujah. I've been, you know, when you preach in some places, like I said yesterday, you just be excited. I've been happy being here. I don't have any, I'm not regretting missing my meeting this morning in Benin. That's a rare thing. Because I actually don't miss meetings on Saturday for any reason. Only two times this year, practically, almost three, that I've missed any meeting this year. You know, the things Reverend said this morning, for me, they were very profound words. You should write them on your head, write them on your hand, write them on your wall. You know the way Deuteronomy was saying it, write it everywhere so that these words are just before you. Everywhere you go, these words are before you. Hallelujah. Please, can we say, Reverend, thank you, sir. You value those words. So if you understand what it means, some of you are not yet in active ministry. When you are in active ministry, you value those words. Because many persons don't know this, and this is how they made a shipwreck of their ministries. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just pray in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Lababo Roshia Mahadides. Bo Rababahaya. Eso Lababaya no legedo. O Diosaya. Ayadada do Shiamane. Edo Saya Lababayada. Instruct us by your spirit, Alamanana Madas. Elabado O Shalabada Yandela Gabo de Kelevano Kelemondos. E Alamano Shalabada Dadas. Elabado Shalabada Bados. Mano Shalabadas. Mano Shalabadas. Elabado sele cobrando sele mondo venos. Elabado shananonte sele cobra. Elabado shalama. Elabananonto shale. Elabanano shale. Elabado shale. Kapralamaha. Vakalamamro sheko gredis. Mangro shakala bahas elabababababababaya shonto prakase jeto preni zegede bahates kayanda la bahada bahas shoparato kelemo zuri gayende soke bamro shotele kabanda arabadane siteli ri shala mahanda. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Lord and our Father, we thank you. We thank you for how we have been taught by your Spirit, taught by your word in this CMC. We thank you for every minister who have taught. We thank you for we know these words have soaked into us. And we are one with these words. And we run with these words. And we thank you also for the word that is about to come now. Also, let every heart be enlightened. Let instructions be sweet. Let instructions be sweet in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. There is nothing that we hear that is of grace that condemns us. There is no voice we hear that is condemning us. Let your word come in that simplicity in the name of Jesus. Let everyone be edified, encouraged, challenged to be better in the name of Jesus, and provoked unto further good works. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You can have your seat. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, Paul said, I thank Christ Jesus, my Lord, who has enabled me and counted me worthy, or counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And let's start from that place. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, Paul was writing to Timothy. He says, from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ. Then he says in 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished, equipped for every good work. Hallelujah. That the man of God may be thoroughly furnished, equipped for every good work. That the man of God may be thoroughly furnished. That the man of God may be thoroughly furnished, equipped for every good work. So this is scriptures is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. 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 That's mature. Atios, lacking nothing, is an aptitude of learning. He is mature because he has an aptitude of receiving truth, receiving knowledge. The man of God may be perfect. Amen. Hallelujah. That the man of God may be perfect. But notice what he said. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. The scripture is profitable for doctrine. The scriptures is profitable for doctrine, for explanation. And from that doctrine, we get reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. From that doctrine, we get reproof. Reproof is that Greek word used in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word evidence, elekos in the Greek, is the same word used for reproof. All scriptures is profitable for doctrine, for reproof. That means the scriptures is profitable for evidence. Amen. The evidence about what to believe is gotten from scriptures. The evidence concerning what to believe is gotten from scriptures that has been rightly divided as doctrine. Amen. So the evidence that a ministry is prosperous is not in what we will be looking around Lekki and looking around other places. We'll look into scriptures to see what successful ministry looks like. We will not look at our neighbor. They that compare themselves one to another are not wise. We will not look at that. We'll look into God's word for evidence. That are you a minister of God? You will look at God's word for evidence that you are a man of God. It's not, I thought crowd is what makes you a man of God. I thought it's using the best of auditorium. Are you sure the apostles ever knew what was best of auditorium? They were barely managing to preach in the face of adverse persecution. Look at Paul, the reverend pastor, read the school of Tyrannus. Many times you see that was school of Tyrannus. Don't be thinking it's like a secondary school. Paul used to preach. Sometimes we just use school of Tyrannus. It was like, wow. He was teaching in one school. Was teaching in a secondary school. Are you getting this? Many persons can't do like that. The first thing, I remember somebody met me years back. He said, the Lord has called him to ministry. And I said, wow. Said, he wants to, and he just wants to know how much for the sound and everything because that we use and everything. And he just wants to know. And I told him that, is that the first thing on your mind? He said he just really wants to know all of these things because Because ministry has grown. We cannot do the way our fathers of old used to do ministry. It's about excellence and packaging. You must have a good hall. You must have a good sound. I said, do you have any member? He said, not yet, just only one person. He said, but ministry, I've already planned it, that good sound, good hall. I'm like, how are all of these things going to happen? He said, I've already planned it. Do you have the money for it? No. So how is it going to happen? Say, that's why I cannot start. See, date he has still not started ministry. And you can't start ministry when you are looking for those things now. You can't start ministry when you are looking for those things. Tight hall. Tight sound. And let me even say something that many persons do not even know, but it's a subtle trick of the enemy. Some persons don't want to start ministry, so they have to walk. And they don't read Bible, they don't pray anymore, they just want to walk secularly. And of course, there's nothing wrong. I really do not believe there's anything called secular job. As long as the Christian is the one doing it, the Christian can never be secular. He's always sacred. Wherever he finds himself, he may be doing something secular, but he himself cannot be a secular. Are you getting the essence of what I'm saying? I'm not saying that there are no secular jobs. I'm not saying the jobs are holy unto the Lord. But the man in the job is holy unto the Lord. Just like the believing husband can sanctify the wife. That's how you are there. You are sanctifying that place. And many times God just blesses the company because of you. Just like Laban said, God is trusting me because of you, Jacob. He said, I have realized. The man had consulted. He said, I have realized. He have told me that God is blessing me because of you. Amen. So, but this is the point. I've seen this is a subtle trick that many have found. Many young persons who had passion for ministry, but are not doing ministry anymore because they said they wanted to walk, but they didn't want to be a burden to anybody. And we have not found them again. I can tell you so many of those young people I knew. We started together. I can find them again. They are making good money. And after making first 100,000, my God, they got another job, 200,000. Got another job now. Many of them working in oil companies, 8 million, 6 million. I don't see any need for ministry again. Say, man of God, I hear the testimonies God is doing in your life. Say, God is blessing you, man of God. I was like, what about ministry? Say, after a long time, like in the next 5 years, I've saved and gathered enough. We enter ministry with full force. Full force. you know, so that's a subtle trick of the enemy. I just wanted to say that's a subtle trick of the enemy. Should a minister of God walk? The whole Bible supports that now. Abraham, from Old Testament, what you call Old Testament, you will see that there has never been anything wrong with a minister of God walking. Or somebody who is a... Look at many of the prophets. Farmers. You can't sustain being lazy with the Bible. You can't sustain being covetous with the Bible. You can't sustain it. You can't sustain it. You can't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, it says all scriptures is profitable for doctrine, for reproof. And we said the evidence about what we believe is from scripture. The evidence about what we believe is from profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, to set things right in the head, to set things straight, to correct. Correction is not condemnation. That's why when you failed maths those days in school, the lecturer comes and the teacher comes and say correction. Were you crying? But it's today when you correct people, they frown. Because it's also a subtle trick of the enemy to make correction look evil. It is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. Correction is good. So, the scriptures, doctrines, is profitable to correct you. That's why you notice how Paul corrected the brethren in scriptures, in the epistles. Have you gotten that? So, it's profitable for correction. For instruction in righteousness, not instruction to be righteous. For instruction in righteousness. So, the believer is already righteous. He's only instructed in righteousness. Hallelujah. And that word instruction is the word you get for child training. How to train up a child. And that's the same word used in Hebrews 12. No chastening for the moment is pleasant. So in instruction, it will look like you are being chastised. Chastised is not koboko. Chastised is training. because we are being straightened. Remember, the word for Christians in the book of Acts was disciples. A disciple is somebody who is a student, a pupil. You are a student. You have been disciplined. So it's discipled, disciplined. Are you getting it? So a Christian is someone who has been disciplined by the word. He's a student of the word. Hallelujah. All right. So that's in Timothy. Just stick with the pastoral epistles. Pastor has already taught a lot of things already. 1 Timothy chapter 4. From where we stopped yesterday, and we just start from 16 on instructions. And you notice he says, neglect not the gift from 14, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands by the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. That thy profiting may appear to all. Then he says, take heed unto thyself. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Did you see that? Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. Continue in, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. And them that hear thee. And them that hear thee. One more time, let's read 16. One to go together like a mass choir. Take heed. Let's memorize this verse. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. One more time. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So, 1 Timothy 4:16 is very clear. You have to take heed unto yourself and to the doctrine. So, doctrine is a very serious matter. Doctrine is a very serious matter. Doctrine is a very serious matter. We have to take heed to the doctrine that we preach. The most important thing for a minister of God should be his doctrine. He should not be wanting to get crowd, get people. It should be his doctrine. Because the reason why the Lord called you and called you into ministry is Ephesians 4:11-12 is very plain. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. That should be primary in your mind. It's not for raising businessmen. It's not for commissioning pilots. It's not for entrepreneurial services. He didn't give some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for raising businessmen, for equipping men to be leadership coaches. No. It's simple. For the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. Did you see anything there that has to do for training men to be leadership experts? Come on now. Remember, we have already said that we are going to allow the Bible be our evidence. So, what is the essence of ministry? Because if you don't know the purpose of a thing, you would always certainly, most assuredly, misuse and abuse it. So, why is there ministry in the first place? It is for the essence of edifying the body, for the work of the ministry, and for the perfecting of the saint. So, the primary thing in your heart is to perfect the saint. Is to perfect the saint. Is to perfect the saint. The saints need to be perfected. The saints need to be perfected. So it's for the perfecting of the saints. for the perfecting of the saints. So that should be what is at the forefront of our hearts. I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. I'm an evangelist. I'm a pastor or a teacher. What should you do? What should drive you perfecting the saints? Making sure they can do the work of the ministry. That's what takes you to bed. That's what wakes you up. Is that drive you have. Everything about you, all you can think of is, are the saints being perfected? Are they still thinking that there's something they don't have in Christ? Say, no. So you come again. You start on that series again. So that they must not believe that there is anything that makes them, they do not come short of Christ in any way. It's what is driving you. It's what is driving you. Every program you are holding is what is driving the program. Not businessmen will be raised. People will come and laugh. We'll bring Davido. They will spice up the meeting. And after that, we'll now mix it with the word. You have just confused the people. Is there anything wrong with those people? I can't answer that. Yes, what you say. I don't even know them. I choose not to know anything. I just don't want to know any musician that sings any secular song. I just don't want to know them. I don't even know how they look facially. I have too much time. I don't have time to even study gospel and praise to be knowing all the musicians that have come up. I have better things to do with my time, Jared. Time is the only thing you cannot, you don't have. Once it goes, it has gone. You understand what I'm saying now? Time is one thing that you don't have. You have to make use of it. It's just 24 hours we have in a day. And inside that 24 hours, 4 hours, if you are very strong, at least for sleep. At least, I didn't say at most. Because some people sleep 8 hours and they are this young. Any young person sleeping 8 hours does not have a future. Now, he should know. He has already slept his future. He has slept his future already. He has slept the future. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little pulling up of the hand, so shall your poverty come. You see how definite the word is? It's a clear prophetic word. It's so easy to prophesy to somebody like that. Just ask the person, how long do you sleep? He said, 10 to 9 hours. He said, I just heard your poverty has come. It's a clear one. That prophetic is always accurate. So shall that poverty come. He said, I find that the Bill Gates and all of them, these men, they sleep. They sleep a lot. You are a liar. I lie out. Say he has made enough money, so now he just sleeps. No, that's not true even for those people. Amen. They engage their mind. They're not sleeping as much as you think. Now, does that mean you should work yourself to death? Of course, if you misuse your body, you will leave the earth quicker. If you misuse your body, you have shorter time on the earth. Hallelujah. So what should a minister of God give himself to? He should take heed to his doctrine. Take heed to your doctrine. Hallelujah. You have to take heed to your doctrine. You have to take heed to your doctrine. First Timothy 4 verse 6. It says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. 1 Timothy 4, 6. I'm just going to read a lot of references to take them down as it relates to doctrine. 1 Timothy 5, 17. It says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Especially them who labor in the word and doctrine. Especially them who labor in the word and All right. Just try not to be distracted. 2 Timothy 3:10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience. But thou hast fully known my doctrine. Now, he's talking to Timothy, he said, thou hast fully known my doctrine. Thou hast fully known my doctrine. Thou hast fully known my doctrine. As a minister of God, people should be able to fully know your doctrine. Not today you seem to be preaching the truth of God's word. Tomorrow you are so skillful in generational course. The next day you are so skillful in locating your tribe. You have entered prophetic mysteries. Locate the tribe you are from. Locate your because the 12 tribes of Israel are a type of the church. The church must locate their tribe inside there. Tomorrow again, you are found explaining. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. After that, you begin to say, after you have said you are the righteousness of God in Christ, you say, you see, somebody cannot just be righteous like that. There are principles to being righteous. Because you see, the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. In order to get wisdom. So, there are principles. There are principles. And I'm going to be sharing with you 21 principles to attain unto righteousness. Then after that, another Sunday again, he says, we'll be engaging the mystery of sprinkling of the blood. We will engage it in this because only fools doubt proof. We're engaging it. We will engage it. No. Because look at the proofs that have come from the mystery of sprinkling. You can't doubt it. No. Only people who don't study are the people who don't know that proof is from scriptures. Result is not proof. Scripture is proof. All scripture is profitable for proofs. What you are doing is not in sync with God's word. We throw it away. We throw it away. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Does not mean that ministry is business. He said, Father, don't remove Father from it. That changes the dynamics. Ministry is business. Sorry, sir, that's a lie. Ministry is the Father's business. Yeah, that's correct. You see how it sounds, Father? Father's business. So, what you are doing now, is it what the Father told you to do? You say, but how do I know what the Father told me to do? I have a copy of the Bible. Are you seeing it? Say, ministry is business. You must understand that you must run business, ministry with a business model. If you run ministry with a business model, I don't think you will be, because this way, this is funny, things you will hear. Amen. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. He said, thou hast fully known my doctrine. Thou hast fully known my doctrine. Thou hast fully known my doctrine. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3. I'm just reading references for you to see how Paul emphasizes doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Now, why? Because in this same 1 Timothy chapter 1, he has told them what sound doctrine is. That sound doctrine has nothing to do with the law. Say, anything that is of the law is contrary to sound doctrine. So the law does not make for sound doctrine. Anybody preaching the law just know it's not sound doctrine he's preaching. That's very definite. He said that in 1 Timothy 1 verse 10, from 8 down to 10, he said those teaching the law, say they don't even know what they teach. Desiring to be teachers of the law, say they affirm what they don't know. Alright. So in 2 Timothy 4 verse 3, he now says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ear. And this is what legally say we are. We are the ones with itchy, contrary, we are the one that do not endure sound doctrine. But meanwhile, when you stick with the Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 1 has already told you that anybody preaching the law, that was contrary to sound doctrine. So the law is not sound doctrine. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. Grace that is truth. So grace as the reality of the Father is what Jesus brought to us. It's what Jesus showed us. He showed us that God has always been gracious. Amen. So 2 Timothy 4:3, notice he says, there will come a time where people will not endure sound doctrine. So what should you do? Change your sound doctrine? No, remain at it. Because certain persons will always heap after their own lust, after their own desires, teachers having itchy ear. All right. Timothy 1:9, holding fast the faithful words as had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Now, are you persuaded? Doctrine is very important. All right. Titus 2 verse 1, it says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. So, the minister of God must take heed to his doctrine. Is that clear? You must take heed to your doctrine. What do you preach? What do you preach? You say, when the Lord called me, he gave me my message. There are many messages. There are many messages. That's why Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah 40, say, what shall I cry? And I say, cry, all flesh is grass. So what is your message? You must find out your message from God. Because some of us, God has called us to teach propriety. I'm personally pronouncing it like that. Some of us, God has taught us to teach wisdom. God has taught us to teach wisdom. Why for some of us, God has called us to teach humility. Why for certain of us, God has called us to teach business strategy. Why for some of us, because it's the message God gave me. No. It's not the message God gave you. It's not the message. God does not hand out messages to people. The message that God hands to people is the doctrine of Christ. And without the doctrine of Christ, you cannot really say you are a minister of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even that Isaiah 40, he says, what shall I cry? Cry, all flesh is grass. What was he speaking about? Read Isaiah 40 down. You see that the context there was about Christ. Because 1 Peter 1 mentions it. It says, all flesh is grass. 1:25, it says, which is the word by the gospel. That word is the gospel. That word is the gospel. That word is the gospel. Do everybody have their own messages? They say, this man, his own message is wisdom. This man, you don't know the man's message, who is wisdom? 21 principles. 19 keys. 31 principles to move in the wealth of Solomon. He's always having principles and steps. He said, but he preaches wisdom. He doesn't preach wisdom. Christ has been made unto us wisdom from God. 1 Corinthians 1:24, Christ is the wisdom and power of God. Every wisdom you preach that does not look like Christ is not wisdom. It's legalism, coated with the guise of wisdom. Anything that makes the believer look like he lacks is not of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are there things you can learn from such individuals? Of course, yes. Now, the individual is naturally wise, but doesn't mean no, it's naturally wise. You can't take that away from them. Many Christians, I've seen a lot of people who just know God's word, who can teach God's word wholesomely, but they have no sense. In practical everyday life, they are so dull. So dull. They don't think, they don't engage their brain. And it's very sad. It's very sad. And you must not be like that. You must not be like that. You must not be like that. You say, I'm a minister of God. You can't think. You can't process things. You can't analyze things. No. You should be intelligent. You should be intelligent. Jesus grew in wisdom. But when we talk about wisdom, you are teaching people. You must realize that any wisdom that is against the doctrine of Christ or against the finished works, what Christ has done for us, we can't teach it. can't teach it. Hallelujah. Telling people to be intelligent, is it against the wisdom of Christ? No. So are you getting the point? So there's nothing wrong with wisdom. There's nothing wrong with holiness. Say, my message, if you take holiness from me, I'm left with nothing. No. Christ has been made unto us sanctification. Amen. Holiness is what we have. Amen. He has made us holy without blame before him. We pursue holiness before, pursue peace. It says, pursue peace and holiness without which no man can see the Lord. No man can see the Lord. Not no God can see the man. No man can see the Lord. See the Lord where? Where is the Lord? Can a man see the Lord in heaven before? No man can see the Lord where? In you. So it says, pursue peace. The peace you pursue is one to another. You're not pursuing peace with God. It's Jesus who broke out peace between us and God. Hallelujah. So, what is the message? What is the message? The message is Christ. The message is Christ. Hallelujah. The message is Christ. What does he preach in Acts? He says, daily they cease not to teach and preach Christ. Is that 542? Acts 542. Daily in the temple they cease not to teach and preach Christ. You know what it means daily? You know what it means daily? Daily they cease not to teach and preach Christ. So Christ is the message. There is no types of messages. Even Jesus, when Jesus handles Bible, who is he looking for? Himself. Himself. Luke chapter 4. Philip find Nathanael, John 1:45. Say, we have found him whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write about. Even the prophets were writing about Jesus. Jesus handled Bible, was looking for himself. That's very key. Acts chapter 8, Philip went to Samaria and preached Christ to them. We cease not to. The Ethiopian eunuch in that same Acts chapter 8, he said, understand that word I read? He said, no. Beginning from that verse, the Bible says, Philip preached Christ unto him from there. So, who do we preach? What do we preach? Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5. We do not preach ourselves. We preach Christ. You are not to preach yourself. We don't preach ourselves. Is it not amazing that the word became flesh? And when he was to preach, he did not say, when I was in heaven, I had experiences with the Father. And these are the experiences I had. I remember times we would talk for long. And he didn't do that. He didn't show us experiences. He began to say, it is written. It is written. Now that's the word made flesh. The word made flesh limited himself to it is written. You do not have more encounters than Jesus. The Lord has appeared to me 963,000 times. It's not enough. Jesus is that God, and yet he did not talk about his experiences. He did not tell us, I remember days in heaven when I looked down at humanity. No. He said, it is written. It is written. It is written. He limited himself to it is written. Now, as nice as that, but that's key. That is the word made flesh. How many words do you know? Are you seeing how part of that? That's the word made flesh that limited himself to it is written. It is written. Every time they asked him a question, he said, have you not read? He didn't say, didn't you have a dream? Didn't you prophesy the other day? No. Have you not read? Have you not read? Are you seeing the wisdom? Have you not read? Have you not read? You must limit yourself to the written word. He said, but the Bible is not the word of God. Calm down. It's not in the Bible we see the word of God. Amen. It's in the Bible we see the word of God. So, because where do you get what you teach from? From Jesus Christ. Where do you get what you teach from Jesus Christ in space? It's from the written word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not wiser than the only wise God. Who, when he became a man, he taught from scriptures. Remember, God is the only wise God. You know that word, only wise? It doesn't mean you are not wise. It means he stands on a place, he is the definition of wisdom. When you say God is not wise, God is wisdom. You know, if you say God is wise, it's like you are insulting him. That's why they use that word, to the only wise God. It's not saying you are not wise, but he gives you what he has. But to the only wise God, he stands on a place of wisdom that, that's all you can, God is wise, that's all you can keep saying when you think about God and how he does his things. Amen. Hallelujah. So you must take heed to your doctrine. There are no different types of messages. You say, but man of God, is your message not supernatural? God forbid. How can my message be supernatural? Are you drunk? Is that why a message? My message is the things of the spirit. What is the things of the spirit? It's what Christ has done. We preach Christ and him crucified. No, that's not. You, somebody like me, you can't even use me as an excuse. Say, it's not Christ I'm preaching. You can't use so. Say, and you know, people can say, because you have not seen power. What do people like me now say? We have not seen power. Thank you. We are humbled. No. Preach Christ. Preach Christ. And I'm so happy to say it. There is no result those big ministries have seen that we have not seen. As it relates to healing and all of that. Preach Christ. Preach Christ. Preach Christ. Now in the ministry, we are dragging for how many seconds you used to cast out devils. Some people want to use 2 seconds. Because Jesus, we found out from Jesus, it was one word he was using, out. Go. One word. So it's a record now. People are trying to break it. People are zealous for good works like that. Now when you want to cast out devil, you say, how many words did you use? You say, I used 2 words. Say, no, use 1 word. Next time you see the devil, we know that an idol is nothing. We know it. It's a consciousness. We know. Say, he's possessed. Say, how can you be possessed? Say, he's possessed. Say, okay. You cast out the devil, you're getting born again, because casting out the devil does not, it's not salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, get the point. The message is Christ. There are no types of messages. Because without the understanding of Christ, the things of the Spirit is useless. Well, the Spirit is useless. Amen. So, strong Christology bets strong pneumatology. Amen. Give yourself Christ and him crucified. He said, my message is deliverance. He said, that man is the man God called to deliver the people. He said, the Lord have called me to wipe out the whole tears from humanity. You will die quick. You cannot wipe out all the tears. Jesus, in his death, did not even wipe out all the tears. You are setting yourself for a fall. You will weary yourself to your early grave. He said, I just want to meet the needs of the people. He says, we do not, the Jews require what? A sign. The Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ. We don't give the people what they need, because they don't really know what they need. We give them what they really need, which is Christ. And the Christ that we preach to them becomes all they want. We don't preach what the people need. Amen. Hallelujah. So take heed to your doctrine. 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 So how do I teach what is correct? How do I know what I'm teaching is correct? Any truth you cannot find well corroborated in the epistles, do not teach. Do not teach it. It makes work so easy for you. It makes work so easy for you. Amen. Hallelujah. My message, I'm a grace preacher. That's how grace preachers also, grace preacher, wisdom. No. You should contend for wholesome interpretation of scriptures. Amen. We do not preach, we are not grace preachers. We preach Christ from the Bible. Amen. It's who called you, you should talk about. Hallelujah. Take heed to your doctrine. Take heed to your doctrine. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Take heed to your doctrine. Your doctrine. So there is only one message, the message of Christ. There are no types of messages. So if you are here, you have said, this is my message, this is my message. My message is relationship. There is no message like relationship. It must be Christ you are teaching as that relationship. That means all that you are teaching as relationship should not be far away from what Christ has done for us. So you are teaching relationship and all you are saying is wisdom from your head. And that's the danger. As many people who go for marriage seminar, I just sorry for them. From one marriage seminar to another, where they tell them different things. If you want your husband to love you, say wear transparent clothes. They are making it look like men have no self-control. Say once you nickel like that, your husband will run after you. You should be scared that your husband runs after you like that. It means if he sees somebody else, he will run. We begin to teach gimmicks. Say love is not enough in relationship. You must do other things. The episodes are clear. Love is enough. Husbands, love your wife. You can't really because you don't really love her. That's why you cannot accommodate all those things. That's why you always want to put her down. The scriptures, the Bible is clear enough. If you would just follow what the Bible says, we always get Bible results. Yeah, you'll get the same Bible result. You see, you went for a marriage seminar and the man said, I've never had an issue with my wife. Never! Not once! And you were foolish enough to believe. It's you I am sorrying for. You that believe that nonsense. No discernment. Child of God. You believe such a thing. You have never had an issue. You even have issues with your brother. A woman you saw and got married to. No issue. Who are you deceiving? Absence. I'm very plain. Very plain. Amen. You know, they have had issues. I say it as a prophet of God. They have had. If he is to call me, if he calls me, I will tell him up to 15. He has had. Let's calm down. You have had. Even from even listening to all the messages, you will know he has had issues with the wife. Just hearing the messages alone, you will know. Thank God I did not mention any name. All right. Amen. We preach Christ. They were given in marriage. And people were marrying and being given in marriage. It's not a new. Jesus did not die so that people will get married. He didn't die so that people will get married. He said, I've been looking at people who are just single everywhere. So that I'm preaching. My marriage must hold this year. No. That's not what a minister of God should be preaching. Preach the word of God. Amen. Are you getting this? You don't preach my marriage must hold this year. Must your marriage hold this year? Do you know the blessedness of being single? Have you read the episodes? He said, when a man is single, he cares for the things of the Lord. But when a man is married, he cares for the things of the world. Marriage is a worldly affair. I'm not saying it because I want to say it. That's, you see, now you will not appreciate the episodes again. It's a worldly affair. Because you begin to care. Now, worldly does not mean sinful. Come on now. Everything worldly is not sinful. Food is worldly. Don't you eat? No. Not everything worldly is sinful. But everything sinful is worldly. Are you getting it? Uh-huh. Clothes, they are all worldly now. They are all worldly. There's nothing spiritual about clothes. Nothing spiritual about clothes. That's why you leave this world, you don't carry clothes with you. There's nothing spiritual about it. Amen. So, and being single, you have enough time to do many things. Some things you should use, there are some things you must do before you get married. If you have never prayed 12 hours straight, you have no business getting married. What are you going to be doing with the children? When you are taking care of children, now please, I didn't say that as a law. I'm just saying that you should pray. Because some people always hear what you did not say. I didn't say compulsory. 12 hours equals to marriage. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Hear what I said. Amen. I'm only saying that there are many things you can do. Many of you have never done morning cry. Things I told myself I must do before I get married. Then I've done everything I said I would do before I get married. Pray 2 days. Fast, so and so time. Because you know when you get married, if you are intelligent, you have to take care of your wife, except you'll be having issues. You have to be intelligent to learn enough to know how to accommodate and help. There are many things you will not be able to do with the same zeal and power you were doing it when you were single. So you have to, now is the hour where you can, you know, you can draw strength from previous fire you have built. You can draw strength from, see, 8 years ago you did this, 6 years ago you did this. You can draw from those fire you built and be using. As I many times, you see a minister of God, he doesn't have time, he's traveling from place to place. Where do you think he has the time to pray? As much as he would, you see him in this state, next day you see him here, how many hours do you really think he's able to pray now? But if he was not praying before, he will be dry when he's up there. But he's always refreshed because he has built enough fire over the years. That, of course, that's figurative. You get the point of what I'm saying? Not built fire. I didn't say it was lighting fire all over the place. Alright, so a minister of God must take heed to his doctrine. Must take heed to his doctrine. Another thing you must take, you notice the word we read for doctrine, sound, wholesome words. You must learn to use wholesome words when you preach. You should not be found saying things like this one and this one, they are the same thing, comparing certain things to other, saying that is what's the word for it? As the man put it again, said this one. Let's just leave it so that nobody will come and be inboxing me later. It's weird, but it's crazy. It's really crazy what some ministers do. You want to talk about everything. Even talking about how a man should sleep with his wife. Those things are social media discourse from a pastor. Wholesome words matter a lot. Wholesome words matter a lot. There are some people you cannot allow, if they say they are your best friend, you should be scared. Because they will think it's the same thing you people are doing. You must be careful. People who just talk any hour as they are preaching. Just talk any hour. You say, you see that man, bishop, fool. This other one, madman. This other one, crazy. Pastor Combs, not a man of God. That church, devil. Just see the person marking. This one is not a minister. This one is not, it's not serious. Overexcited. Just overexcited. Calm down. You're just overexcited. Amen. Because you saw him raise the stick in the front of his program. He says he's not a man of God. Shame on you. Because the man of God raised stick on a program. And you said you are mature. You could not overlook it. You could not bear one another's burden. Yes. Overlook it. Fulfill the law of Christ. Overlook it. Amen. Overlook it. Doesn't mean it's not a man of God. All of a sudden, it's not just a man of God again. No. We are persuaded better things. Amen. So, minister of God, your homiletics must be strong. How you communicate. Because people have each ear. People will always hear what you did not say. If you tell somebody, say what, you just notice, if you say people to ask questions now, somebody say, Pastor, you said. You not say, I did not say that one. No. The things people say, we say, is crazy. Say, Pastor, you said. I did not say that one. No. So, you must know that people always hear what you not say. So, use wholesome words. Use wholesome words. Use wholesome words. There are some things some people write on Facebook that the people they learn those things from don't write on Facebook. You want to show knowledge. You want to show knowledge. You say, I don't know why people are not getting it. Did you get it at first? Calm down. Did you know it before? Was it not that you were taught? Is this how you were taught? Is this that when they were teaching? They say, you fool, you don't know it. Madman, you goat, you, is that how they taught you? No. That's immaturity. Amen. You teach patiently. Amen. If they don't know it, you teach. Now, so some people are just reacting. No. Hallelujah. Let's read 1 Timothy 6 from verse 1. I'm going to read the whole of 1 Timothy chapter 6. Not the whole, we may stop somewhere, but let's just start. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. There were servants in those days. And they that have believing masters, Let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, the doctrine is according to godliness. So every message is what we see something in God, we must act it. So if we say God is a killer, we are supposed to be killer. That means when we are serial killers, we are most like God. Because every doctrine must be after godliness. So if God is like this, then we must match God. If God kills, then when we kill, we are like him. When we are serial killers, we are most like him. Oh, we give glory to him. Verse 4, of course the point is clear. He is proud. So such a man who teaches otherwise, who does not consent to wholesome words, such a man who does not teach the doctrine of Christ, look at what he says. He says he is proud. He is proud. You know what is, when you say somebody is proud here, yeah, it just means he's high-minded. He's raising smoke. That's the word. He's raising smoke. He's proud. Whatever he's doing is just raising smoke. You know, actually, that's the meaning of that Greek word. It means to raise smoke. To pull, just to raise smoke. You're just high-minded. Knowing nothing. Verse 4. He is proud, knowing nothing. But doting about questions and strife of words. Whereof cometh envy. Are you seeing it? Whereof cometh envy, strife, railing, evil surmisings, perverse disputing of men, of corrupt, verse 5, perverse disputing of men, of corrupt and destitute of the, supposing that gain is from such, do what? No, now, come on, please read that properly. From such, draw close to. Because only fools doubt proof. So from such, make fathers in the faith. From such, admire them and run after them. But it's quiet. But that's what is happening. Are you saying that scriptures is profitable? For proof, for doctrine. We are to withdraw from such who think that gain is godliness. That gaining is when they are acting like God. Say, look at the things that we have gained in this ministry. The other day somebody gave me a land in Lekki. The other day somebody gave me a jeep in this place. The other day, you say, are you sure this man is a real man of God? Say, what kind of jeep is he driving? I remember when my spiritual father got a vehicle, somebody said, you are now a man of God. This is your Hyundai Jeep. Oh, you are a man of God now. I just felt like running to meet him. I just, you know, fivefold ministry. God. I mean, like, after this fivefold ministry, his life will never be the same again. You don't know fivefold ministry. Five. Five. Say now you are called. I'm saying, from such withdraw yourself. The word withdraw is to depart, is to see and take the other road, and you withdraw. You withdraw. That means, you know, withdraw. It means you were coming close before. You were coming close before you withdrew. That means you say like man, great man of God, as you came close, gain is godliness. You withdraw. Withdraw. Flee from. That's the context there. Flee from. Flee from. Desert such people. Block them so that you are not even seeing their post. Because it will be exciting you, like, wow, look at the result. Some of you are challenged by a man who has been in ministry for 40 years. or 30 years. You are looking at where he is now. He's not looking at where he started. Bishop doesn't challenge me anymore. Doesn't challenge me as a minister of God. Because I look at where he started from. Thank God there are many bishops. You know, you can't really... You, so I'm one of those kind of people you cannot hold. Because I just said bishop. Thank God there are many bishops. The Bishop Wale, okay. The Bishop Michael Koko. There's Bishop. There's Bishop. There are many bishops. There are many bishops. So please don't hear what I didn't say. He's proud, knowing nothing but dotting about questions and strive of words, whereof comment, envy, strive, reading evil submissions. Notice what he says. He says that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. Some people, actually, I have no problem with any of those people names that were mentioned. In fact, I love for every one of those people there. They have significance, that all of them, things, significant things that they have done. But you notice young people, I'm a young person also. First thing you are thinking of is crowd. And I say, see how they feel that program. See crowd. God. Is there anything wrong with crowd? Please don't hear voices. There's nothing wrong with crowd. There's nothing wrong with crowd. But is that why you are in ministry, because of crowd? You have a large crowd. All that they are engaged with is not what is in scriptures. They are engaged with things that they don't know. They don't know who they are in Christ. All their testimony is what they engage, the mystery they engaged. And that's a really bad place to be. Amen. Now, but people are carried away with that. You are looking at a man 20 years ministry, 30 years in ministry. That's who you are comparing your starting with. And that's not intelligent. Because look at how he started. You even realize you are doing well. See. It's not even a healthy comparison. You are comparing yourself with somebody that's been in ministry for 30 years. It's not a healthy comparison. Am I talking to people here? Remember the days... He said the car was making noise from the beginning to the end of the state. That you calm down, you say, Kai, I'm a man of God also. No, I'm serious. Remember, you because once you run off, and I normally I won't say this, but I'm only this open saying things like this so that you can at least take a lesson. Amen. But you notice the crowd. Maybe I've not heard those messages now. But that is there. We are only 20. Listen to a man when he started ministry. Listen to the things he was saying. Where was the bragging then? I know I've been accused that I'm too simple. But does not mean that what I'm saying is not the truth. Where was all the bragging? Where was the flying up and down? Calm down. See, I must make it. You know how many years before I started getting the crowd? That's been real. Of course, now they preach it like, I did not know there was a particular truth I did not know then. If I had known it, I would have gathered all the crowd then. I beg you. Even the crowd you are gathering now is common strategy. It's a strategy. Yeah, that's why there's no branch in Lagos. Everybody missing one place. Is it hard to achieve that? Is it hard to achieve that crowd? Some people don't. They see the problem of not thinking. That's why I say embrace wisdom. Reverend Peter Alabi can gather 20,000 persons in one place. Just all the branches, all the people that knows him in Ife, and say, all of you, all over the world, we are meeting in this place. The Lord, then put the Lord. The Lord told me that it is from this place he will command the blessing. I promise you, 2 weeks are everywhere is filled up. See, Kai, ministry has grown. It's strategy, it's just sense. It's just sense. Am I simple enough? It's just sense. It's just sense. There's nothing. Calm down. Don't be some persons. Everything they say is. I remember I was in Texas. The man gave me a watch. The watch was £700. And you know what that means in Nigeria? I was preaching the other day, and the man ran to meet me. And he said, I have longed to meet you over the years. And he gave me his jeep, and he gave me a house in Ikoyi. You see, what we're telling you here is that when a man serves God, material things pursue him. That's why he said, seek ye first the kingdom, and every other thing will be added. I'm telling you, my house that I'm living in, I didn't spend one. Everything says money. You're not hearing God's word, though. Everything he's saying is what has come to him. You are not knowing who you are in Christ. You're not knowing what you have in Christ. You're not knowing what Christ can do through you. You are not knowing anything. All you are knowing is what has happened to him. The other day, the president of Taiwan called me. And I was talking to him and I said, my son is your son. And yet, where are we? Many of them say, the governor of this state is my son. The governor of this state is my son. You should be ashamed to say it when we see what is happening in the state. They are your sons. He said, I have 15 governors in Nigeria as my son in the faith. Things we have heard. It's not that man. No, don't think I'm only talking about that man. I'm not talking about that man. Some of you, I forgive you. All you are just thinking of is only him. It's not him that said it now. You are accusing him falsely. You are bearing false witness. Removing from your mind. I just hear what I'm saying. Stop attaching people to what I'm saying. Amen. Just pick the wisdom. I've done it again, Avi. The secrets of your heart. Forgive me. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great. There's a verse that have stood out in my life over the years. It is that scripture Jesus said, a man's life does not consist of the abundance of things he possesses. Some people feel big because of things they have. You know, things can make you big. It's natural. But a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. It's what drives me. People think, you say, it's because they have not seen money. And I'm always one of those persons who always say, I have seen money. I have seen money, oh God. I have seen money. I prayed for somebody and they gave me 10 million. You know, I learned how to not take money from Brother Gbele Akonia. You know what that means? You don't know what that means? You should know I'm not. Money does not move me. I prayed for people. And it was to pay me back. No. Freely, have you say freely you give? You don't pay. You give to honor. You are not paying me. You say, sir, for the thing you did that my child has been conversing for many years, this Ghana must go is for you. I said, please come back and take it. He said, no, take it, keep it. You need it. No, take it. I said, Jesus, who healed your daughter, does not require anything from you. And he broke him and he took it away. I taught him a lesson because that's how they gather in their club. They'll be smoking and drinking. He said, that pastor is my boy. Let me give you his number. He came to pray for you that day. I gave him 2 Ghana must go. And this is what some people are desiring. That's why they won't want the things of the spirit. They want to be prophetic so that they can collect. You're not ready. That's why some people want, because they believe if the big men are in their church. I sat down in the jeep of a man. The Range Rover was massaging my back. I immediately discerned what was in his heart. He wanted me to tell him something that will happen to him. And he was saying, "Say, man of God, I've been looking at you since. Man of God, even the way the car was massaging my back, I felt like this guy is a good cow." Immediately, I looked at him. I just felt like there's something I will tell this man now. All the picture flashed before my eyes. There's something I will tell this man now. This guy will give me. He will give me this car. I swear, he will give me this car. And he said, can you just tell me some things? I said, the Bible, you have a copy. I said, study it extensively. He said, are you not a prophet? I said, I never said so. He said, okay. I came down. It's not me we are. No, no. Lest you say you made Abraham rich. Nobody will have that privilege to say it. You don't have the privilege. You don't have the privilege. Because that's what some people are looking for. No. I'm what I am by the grace of God. I'm what I am by the grace of God. Amen. Is it wrong to say, is it wrong for people to give to their pastor? Is it wrong for people to make their pastor rich? Those are the right people to make the pastor rich. People you have blessed giving back to you. That's how it should be. I will rather, and see, these are part of my consecration. I will rather take 10 naira from somebody I have blessed than take 50 million from somebody I prayed for something. I solved a problem in their life and they wanted to pay me back. The 10 naira from the person who has learned God's word is more precious in my sight than that 10 million. I'm not saying it as a nice word, though. I mean it. It's that pattern that drives me in everything that I do. Godliness is not gain. Godliness is not gain. The circles where I come from, in south, you know, waiting the rain. It's very easy now. Very easy to connect with politicians. Especially when you are prophetic. See, so the things that you are having, calm down. Amen. From such gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness without contentment is great gain. So godliness with contentment is great gain. So godliness without contentment will not be great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. It is certain we can carry nothing out. Now, contentment is different from covetousness. Aha. And please, do not hear that what we are saying is that a Christian should be poor. Say, Jesus did not die to make us rich. Calm down. Neither did he die to make us poor. No, don't use Jesus to be poor either. Amen. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. But they that will be rich fall into the temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, notice he did not say money is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with money. Or money answers things. Money answers things. Amen. Simply mean money gives you options. If you have money, you can say, I think we'll just, instead of using microphone, that will be carrying weight. We just put it here. Just be talking. Money will just be having plenty options up and down. You know, money, there's nothing wrong with money. Nothing wrong. Money is unrighteous mammon. When you tithe it, it now becomes righteous mammon. That's higher truth. You know, there's small truth, there's deep truth, and there's higher truth. There's nothing like that. There are no types of Jesus. Jesus is the truth. There's no higher Jesus, lower Jesus, deeper Jesus. Come on. There's nothing like higher truth. It's just excited speech. Amen. Love of money. The word love of money, of course, it just means avarice. Avarice is the root of all evil. It's the root of all evil. There's a way you hear some people talk. You say, I must make it in this life, oh, that when people see my shoe, they get born again. I can't say. Somebody told him that word. He said, when people see my shoe, they will get born again. When people see my word, it will be shining. I said, that means if we, what about begets? So if we just see what begets have, we'll just cease to be Christian. We'll become, just become more believers once. If that's what we pull you to Christ, then when you see the one begets and Warren Buffett, what will you do? You just backslide once. If that's what will make you a Christian, that also, anybody that becomes a Christian because of things is not yet saved. Those are the people you will now start dealing with the church. You will now say that person has backslid. He has lost his salvation. He was never born again. It's a false brethren. The good soil is the only soil that is a Christian. So I went to sow seed. The good soil is the only one that is a Christian. The only one that bore fruit is the only one that is a Christian. Every other ground that people hear God's word. But if they do not understand and believe it, they are not saved. Amen. Hallelujah. For the love of money is the root of all evil. All evil. Which while some coveted after, They have erred from the faith. They have erred from the teaching of Christ and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You know how angry many of these people, the sorrow that fills their heart. They have pierced themselves with many sorrows. But that old man of God, flee. Tell your neighbor, flee these things. Flee avarice. The word flee there is to vanish away. But that old man of God vanished. He says he's man of God. Every Christian is a man of God. Anthropos theoi. A man that has God or carries God. Every Christian is that. But that old man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on eternal life does not mean go and get born again. Lay hold on eternal life. Eternal life, yeah, does not mean get born again. What is eternal life? What the promised spirit, lay hold on the things of the promised spirit. Lay hold on eternal life. That means be more conscious of eternity. Be more conscious of the things that you have in Christ. Be more conscious of your godliness. That's what it's calling eternal life. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on things of eternity, because you brought nothing into this world. You will take nothing and lay hold on that. Fight the good fight of faith means contend for the doctrine of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So, as a minister of God, you must realize that gain is not. Now, please don't hear what I didn't say. Let me also quickly say this. There is nothing wrong in people giving to you. You can take what people give to you. But make sure, if you sense in your spirit not to take, don't take. You understand? So, don't reject things from everybody. There are certain persons you will have to take from, and you will take from. But once you sense in your spirit not to take from somebody, please don't take. Please don't take. Many people have insulted themselves. There are many persons, after you take from them, they go and laugh about you and talk about you. You must be discerning. When you take, if somebody says, I want to give you something, in your spirit, you feel a check. Don't take. Don't take. That the name of Christ be not reproached. There are allergies who say, they invite me to your churches, I give them money. Sometimes you just feel like, why am I a man of God, self? With a testimony like this, look at what the allergy is saying. Those things are very painful. They invite allergy to church to come and give. Say, God is not condemning anybody. That's what. You see, and also this another subtle one the Lord was warning me about recently. He said, there are certain persons who have crept in among world guys. They love the world, but they are after materialism. They preach what is correct, but they lay demand for finance a lot. And they seemingly back it up with the epistles, but their real desire is materialism. That's why you notice, there's a way they talk about it, there is no devourer, but everything, all they teach about is blood money. All they teach about is those things. I sowed this seed. I gave this. I connected to the man of God's life. How can you give one seed and you receive all the grace in the man of God's life? Are you joking? Is that to receive all the... You just receive all the grace in the man of God's life? No. The first person that did that in the Bible was cursed. Simon. No. Why do we give? Giving is called honor. Not to purchase. It's not a purchase. You don't give to a man of God to purchase. Let people reason this. You know, I like logic. I like logic a lot. I like thinking a lot. Let's reason this. The man of God has blessed you. You now give him. He says, sir, speak a word over my life. After he has blessed you, you will now give. He will see bless you again. It's like you eat in Mr. Biggs. After eating in Mr. Biggs, you, instead of paying them, you say, you're supposed to give me another one. And when you eat in Mr. Biggs, you will pay. When you are paying, do you say, another one now? They will say, you will pay again. Are you getting this? The man of God has blessed you. Give. as honor, as you give as honor, not give. You say, what if the man has 240 private jets? Should I give to him? Giving is not for welfare. Giving is for honor. That's why it's very evil when people think they will give to make their man of God rich. So we'll give him out of poverty. That's an arrogant place to be. Amen. Your heart is not right. No. No. You are privileged to give to a man of God. You count it honor that he even took it from me. So he was not going to take it. Not that I saw the other day that he needed 10,000. Take. God is using me to meet your needs. Ha ha. No. We are privileged to give. Amen. Hallelujah. So the person who said, you cannot give in a recession, let's be wise. Some people have just heard what the men of God did not say that taught some things. And I say, you must not. Some people actually don't give again because of higher truth. That truth was so high. Made you not to give. Amen. So gain is not godliness. So the minister of God must take heed to of that. Amen. In Acts chapter 4, verse 23, it says they came back to their company and it was well reported. The minister of God must have a company. What is your company? What is the company that you keep? Keep a company of people who can encourage you, who can challenge you, provoke you unto good works. Amen. Keep a company of people who can encourage. Keep a company of people who can encourage. Who can encourage. Who can encourage. Yeah. Surround yourself with people like that. If you walk with wise men, you will be wise. If you walk with prophetic persons, what will happen to you? You'll be prophetic. If you walk with teaching people who love to teach, what will happen to you? If you walk with people who love to evangelize, what will happen to you? You will love to evangelize. If you walk with people who love to pray, what will happen to you? Man is a product of environment. You notice how environment affects man easily. You should use that as a minister of God to your advantage. Because you know environment affects you. There are certain persons that can come into your life. The things you never thought you could do, you will start doing them. You see, especially this godliness, this materialism thing. That's why there are certain persons who come around me, they say, look at what I have. I just skillfully dodge. Because once it enters into me, especially that I understand logic a lot. Hi! You will not even know. Actually, you will not even know when somebody is deceiving you. That's why it's called deception. Huh? If you knew, would you agree before? That's why it's called deception, because you will not know. Very skillful. I'll just read two verses in the episodes and use it to deceive. Just... It's full. The pocket is full. Say, the Lord is blessing me. Are you getting the point? So, godliness, gain is not godliness. You must have a company. He that walks with wise men shall be wise. What's the company you work with? What's the company you work with? Surround yourself with people in the same place where you are going to. Yeah, you must have a company. They say, I don't all this sect. I don't want a sect. Calm down. You are too hasty with speech. What is company? It's a sect. I have a sect. Be angry. I have a sect. There's nothing wrong with sect. It's what is the young people are just dogmatic about words. I don't have a sect. Once anybody just preaches what is not correct, then they are not my sect now. My sect preaches what is correct. Anybody in my sect that preaches what is not correct is actually not in my sect. You know what I'm saying? If the preacher is not correct, no. Some people, let's even calm down in this what is not correct thing. You know? When you say preach what is not correct, hope you know if it's like that. Many of the people you respect will not call the people, they will not respect the people they respect. It's by preaching what is only correct. That's a very subtle place again. You say, what is correct? No. What do they believe about the Bible? That's the primary thing, not just. They preach what is correct because there are many things that you have not yet studied to see. So if somebody else have studied it and have seen it, the question is it teachable? So the question is when you are talking about your company, it must be teachable people that even if they have not seen it, When you see it, they will not say nonsense. They will embrace it. Your company should be people who do not stop you from teaching what is correct. Not that it does not teach it. Now your guests, I see where they follow. Mm-mm. Is it? Do they stop you from teaching what is correct? You know that these people are the right people to surround yourself with. They don't stop you from teaching what is correct. They will encourage you in teaching what is correct. Right company. Right company. Are you getting this? It's not... I saw him explaining one Bible verse. That one Bible verse he explained there is not correct. That man don't know Bible. You are just an arrogant fool. I said it deliberately so that you will locate yourself. And no apologies, by the way. That's very wicked of you. Because there are so many Bible verses you don't know. That's a very proud statement to say, because somebody did not explain one verse correct, you say he does not know truth. We are the ones that know truth. Stop being poofed up. The little you know, were you not taught? Am I talking to people? Oh, calm down. That means more thing. I heard him inside the message, two verses, it was not correct. Two verses he explained, they're very wrong. Two verses. Two verses. But the essence of what he said was correct. The idea of what he said was correct. No. It's you we should be afraid of. That's what you were listening to. You don't listen to a message to hear what is wrong. You listen to hear what is right. That's maturity. Because if you look for what is wrong, you will always find. You don't look for error. You see, you don't look for error. You don't look for. How do you test something? Do you test something by what is wrong or test with what is right? How do you know counterfeit? By the counterfeit. How do you test with the truth? So if you are to test anything, it should be with the truth. So you should be listening to hear the truth, not listening to hear. Say, the way they preach so. What do you want to talk? What do you want to talk? What do you want to talk? I talk as in no Bible. You are not matured at all. In fact, you are a babe. I wanted to say something, but I know it can make somebody to cry, so I won't say it. I wanted to say you are good for nothing but to be trampled on our foot. You know, I found that in teaching, that when you use extreme words to talk to people, they will never become those things. When you use extreme words to debunk a point, because in teaching, renewing the mind is called remolding the mind. There is more for uproot, destroy, tear down than to build and to plant. Notice the word to Jeremiah. 4 was to destroy, to uproot, to tear down, to then build and plant. In renewing the mind, it's called remolding. So you must scatter. That's why when you use extreme words to debunk a point, every sound teacher learns to use strong words to debunk a point because it shatters the thing in your mind. That's why if you listen to a sound preacher, without studying your Bible, your mind has actually been renewed on your own. As I just hear it, there's a way. You cannot think the way you used to think before. Because the brain refuses what looks so stupid. Once something is made so stupid to the brain naturally just rejects it. That's why when you listen to people who teach like that for long, you will not even remember the wrong things you used to believe. Because you can't go recall it again. Because it looks so stupid to remember it. Are you getting this? Hallelujah. So don't be fixated on words. He said, the man said fool. He called me a fool. Yeah, calm down. Oh, foolish Galatians. You get it. It was so that they will realize that thing was foolish. He didn't say all Galatians are fools. That would have been an insult. So don't use Paul to sustain rudeness. Amen. So your company matters. Amen. Your company matters. Notice what Paul even said in 2 Thessalonians. Let's read that. 2 Thessalonians 3:14. 2 Thessalonians 3:14. 2 Thessalonians 3:14. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him. Any person who despises the epistles, mark the person. That person cannot be your company now. That person cannot be in your... That person cannot be in your... So it's not about they have all the Bible verses. No. They know at least that there is the doctrine of Christ. They know the what the Word of God really stands for. But they may not be, they may not have known certain concepts. Endure with them. Amen. Hallelujah. So your company matters a lot, because when the chips are down, you will need a good company around you. There are some persons who would have left ministry if not that they had the right company. There are some persons who would have entered into materialism if not that they had the right company. There are persons who would have entered into even teaching my blood is bitter. Some people would have been teaching my blood is bitter if not that they had right company. Pursue your attackers. Die, let me dance. Those are teams or program. TVD prophet. Prophet, come to my village. Team or program. Don't keep company with such. I don't know why anybody will listen to all those people. I really don't know. Any new covenant minister. Some new covenant minister is so bad, they say, that one has power. So I'm not listening to him for doctrine. I'm listening to him for power. You are not serious. Not serious. You will soon be like him. It's just a matter of time. Because who you listen to long, it will reflect in what you do. Soon you will be doing like that. You will not know when you stand up as you are preaching. You see, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Oh, my blood is bitter. You are preaching what is correct, but everybody shout fire. Shout fire. You see the old effect. Still having hold on you. Who you follow is very strong. Very strong matter. Are you getting my point? And I conclude, use your time well. Use your time well. As a minister of God, you must use your time well. You must use your time well. As a minister of God, you must use your time well. You can't get your time back. You can't get your time well. And the best thing to use your time, you notice, the greatest thing in ministry, God called you. He gave you a vision. That's why you notice every ministry have different visions. But it's the same message they use to achieve that vision. Are you getting this? Every ministry have different vision, but it's the same message. So that means every minister have different emphases in the same message. But it's not different message. That the emphasis, there is an emphasis. That vision, if you notice every ministry, the vision is always towards people. Teach my people, raise up people, equip people. And so a minister of God that hates people, you are not ready for ministry. You must love people. You must realize that people are the most valuable thing on the earth. Things are not as valuable as people. Things are not as valuable as people. When all is down, have you seen people that are sick? They don't want anything. All they just want is people around them. People matter. Spend your time with people. Don't spend your time far away from people too much. Say, I'm a recluse. I'm always in the mountain praying. Please, relate with people. Relate with people. Relate with people. Relate with people. Are you getting the point? Relate with people. People are very important in ministry. I didn't say become a man pleaser. But people are very important in ministry. It's because many ministers despise people. They think they are helping the people. But the church is the pillar and ground of truth. You are not helping the people when you are teaching them business in church. When they can learn it elsewhere. They need to know who they are in Christ. For God's sake, they are Christians. They don't know anything about who they are in Christ. Their businesses are prospering, but they are dying of different sicknesses. Their businesses are doing well, but their home is a mess. Their businesses are doing well, but they are depressed because they don't know God's word. The church is the pillar and ground of truth. The church is the pillar and ground of truth. That's 1 Timothy 3:15. The church is the pillar and ground of truth. The church is the pillar and ground of truth. The church is the pillar and ground of truth. Amen. The church is the pillar and ground of truth. The church is the pillar and ground of truth. What we don't learn how to make soap in church. Cinnamon hat. How to rear snail. That's what we gathered. It says there will be seven entrepreneurial Sundays. Now, is there anything wrong in learning business? No. But that's what we have been doing. He said, we'll be having 5 comedy service. We'll be inviting the likes of the likes. So that in case they hear this message, they cannot harden their heart against salvation. Say they use me to preach that day. They want to get born again. And we just leave their names. You know them. The church is the pillar and ground of truth. To use the pulpit for anything other than salvation through faith, which is in Christ, and abuse. To use the pulpit for anything other than salvation through faith, which is in Christ, and abuse. The scripture is holy because it's set apart for salvation through faith, which is in Christ. I cannot be teaching how to farm from Bible. Where did Abraham learn it from the scriptures? Genesis was not written when Abraham walked the earth. Abraham didn't read Genesis to learn business. How can you be teaching me business from Bible? That businesses are mentioned in the Bible does not mean that that's the subject matter. The subject matter of the Bible is salvation through faith, which is in Christ. Jesus is salvation. Matthew 1:21, call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Amen. The church is the pillar and ground of truth. But I want our people to be equipped. I want our people to know other things so that they can be all round. All round. All round. Yes. Because you want them to be all round. That's why you tell them to study their books. Tell them to go to school. You tell them to not be lazy. You're actually helping them like that. You don't have to teach it. You don't have to teach it. The famous story of how Yonggi Cho was teaching philosophy. And a member of his church invited the husband. The husband was a professor of philosophy, and he met Yonggi Cho at the end of the service and said, "You messed up my job. You messed up my job. Just stick with the Bible. I think it's better for you. Just stay with the Bible. You were messing up my job." That's how many Christians are. There's no business you will know more than business school. Calm down. You cannot be a better business coach than those business schools. That's all they do. With all your business strategy, where are you in Forbes list? I beg. Let's be practical. Amen. How many business? No. Give yourself to... Now, can a Christian do business and do business well and excel in it? Yes. Many persons think... Say Daniel had an excellent spirit. That's why we are pushing for an excellence. Everything we do in this ministry is excellent. I hope you know Daniel's excellent spirit was not blue and green light. Hope you know Daniel's excellent spirit was not AC hall. Daniel's excellent spirit was that he flowed in things of the spirit. Have you not read the book of Daniel before? Daniel's excellent spirit is not in any way. Daniel's excellent spirit is not in any way dealing with material things, or everything about him was too chance and tight. He understand packaging. Was that Daniel's excellent spirit in Daniel? Come on, now you have copies of the Bible. What stood Daniel out? They said, there's not a man like him in whom is the spirit of God. The same thing that was said about Joseph. So, excellent spirit is not what you are trying to have. The excellent spirit is who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. You have the life that excels and transcends. Is there anything wrong in doing things well? No. But the minister of God must know what he's giving to. So in Acts chapter 6 verse 4, he said, shall give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Every minister should be giving to that, should be giving to prayer and the ministry of the word. You know that word giving, same thing in Romans 12, 12, continuing stand in prayer. Colossians 4, 3, continuing in prayer. The admonitions for prayer are so much. You must pray without ceasing. Pray, pray, pray. Hallelujah. Are you here? So, that's how to... A minister of God must know what he's giving to. Because knowing that you are called does not mean you will do well in ministry. And knowing the office you are called does not mean you will do well in ministry. You must ask the relevant W questions. What am I going to do? When? Where? Why am I even... Why did you call me? Why do you want me to do this, Lord? To better how? A fool wearieth himself because he doesn't know how to enter the city. You will weary yourself. You will weary yourself. You need to know the strategies. Ask the Lord, how do I go about it? He that asks questions in the realm of the spirit is wise. Ask the Lord questions. How do I go about it? How do I go about it? There are many persons who say, God has called you. He will tell you what he wants you to do. He will tell you everything on his own. And now you are 52. You have not told you anything. You are going to die without doing ministry. Because you already know. You say, if God wants you to do something, he will tell you. But yet, you already know you are called. That means he has already told you now. And God is so much of a gentleman, he won't violate you. From a child, I always knew I would do ministry, but I never had any clear direction about anything. I was just doing everything I could do. Preach anywhere, go for village outreach, scatter idols, preach, just be doing whatever I could do. But it was when I sat down with the Lord with paper and Bible and I said, what will you really have me do? I said, this is this. I said, why have you not told me since? He said, because you have not asked. I said, am I supposed to tell you? You're supposed to tell me now without, I'm not supposed to ask you, you're supposed to just tell me based on, what if I did not now ask you? He said, you're supposed to ask me because you already know. I said, but I, he said, you already knew you are called. It's people who don't know that I now have to tell that you know that there is something in your life. You already know, so you just talk to the Lord. He will give you more details. Those details is what sets apart the wise leaders from the foolish leaders. Amen. Details from the Lord. Ask the Lord questions. He's the one who gave you, told you to do the work. Ask him questions. How do I go about this? Hallelujah. 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 Ask the Lord questions. Amen. Stand on your feet. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mondoronondo satada dodo selele. Olomonde sotele bondo seto fanengroska. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Sabala manamana makasa. Elemando so soti elele. Orio shandele so pranonandos. Abobodabande sufra da lindo brando shika. Ayalamando so so cambre. Io shala la 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 bando selele. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Salemon Brala Banontes. Mambroto Fishane Son Praise. Say God. Say God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Lord. Ola Bamrondo Se Tolembro Soshade. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kabalam roshadanino kovardis. Momro diliko ono voronino selo momra. Shano kla daliakte kaprofi. Momvo dogani zukatoroke. Anolo monda gaga da 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 bashupa aradi. Venuvi rusi kelako moruvio. Neino solondo ronuno paronakali so orobio koda. For you are not slothful and you are not lazy. For you are diligent, and I have called you unto diligence, and I have strengthened you to be diligent. For you are not slothful, no, not at all. You are diligent, for I have called you unto diligence. For I have said, be diligent, and you have answered, and you have said you will be diligent. And I have spoken well of you already, for I know what I have deposited in you, says the Lord. For you are strong, and you are not weak. For you will not fail, for you are not like others. No, I have walked in your heart, and I'm walking in and through you. For I'm making you an able minister. I'm making you an able minister. And I have given you resources through which, by which you cannot fail. And see and know how much I trust you. For see what I have entrusted unto your hand. I call you faithful. I call you a faithful servant. I call you a faithful servant. I know you will not fail me, and I have equipped you because you will not fail me, says the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Le so ramasi shanoba menda fe ando gade go ze kado ecto superagada. Ipakali Zaveliko Menendo Feninisa Prande Sato Umbre Ocombre Dabo Bozo Zo Mando Sutse Eani Sakambri Ando Pari Pepolombe Coporonde Gali Elemambo Boborondo Copra Ananano Oronama Ananasote. I know the things I have told you to do may look hard and may look uneasy, but praying is not hard. For as you begin to pray, you will see that the enablement in your spirit allows you to be addicted to the things of the spirit. And as you give yourself to prayer, you will see you love to pray. And as you give yourself to studying more diligently, you will see you love to study. As you give yourself to anything that is godly, you will see that you love these things. For do not look down on yourself and say, no, I have failed in the past. I don't know what God expects of me. For all that I expect of you is all that I have already made you to be. For I do not place any burden upon you. For I have taken away all your burden. And the only thing that I have ever asked you to do is to learn of me. Orioma Hagis, Sian Shaharama. Pravada Dela, Embovio Sukambro, Inomombo Kaani, Ezunda Baamomba, Ekomba Amo Nono Site, Ebro Juvona Kambo Ono Vone, Euno Mamomre Kenano, Adude Kadahaha, Itoke Didi, Maando Ohoko Dihi, Hakutele, Omomre Kenino, Mombrono Foniga, Enombro Dange Nonona Hado Mahanda. You will be persecuted for the truth of the word, for you are strong as a soldier, for you will not be beaten though you are brought down, but you remain strong. No, you will not be blown away by persecution, for you are strong and you can endure. And when things are tough, you laugh, you rejoice, for you know of what spirit you are made of. You are not a weak vessel. You're not a vessel who gets tired and frustrated. You're not one who complains and murmur. No. For you are strong and you are built up a habitation of the spirit. And you know how to refresh yourself when the goings are down. Learn to speak in tongues. Learn to edify yourself. Learn to refresh and encourage yourself. For you will be persecuted for the truth of the word. But stand true to the words. Stand true to the words. Stand true to the words. Do not subvert your hearers with the words you will now say because of persecution. Stand true to the word. Stand true to the word. And I will reward you for your diligence and your faithfulness. And I will speak well of you. And I will speak well of you. And I will commend you for standing true. For you can stand true. For you will not be tossed. For you will not be blown away. For I have rooted you by my spirit that I have caused you to stay. I've caused you to stay. I've caused you to stay. I've caused you to stay in that I have allowed you now to feast upon and look upon and see how good I'm. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. 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 Mambai Roshiyama Abdi. This is a word I see is like a foretelling towards the future. Alimi giga ga aktaga bronga dene isuka blue kadoda. There is a wind that has blown. There is a wind that has blown to the campuses. It is not a wind that has come from outside. It is the church in the campus. It is saints who know who they are, what they have, and what they can do. They are in the campuses all around Nigeria. They are in different schools. And they will stand the ground and begin to teach the truth of the word and begin to hold on to the truth and contend for the doctrine of Christ in the campuses. And little by little, the truth of God's word will go around. For you have asked, how will the knowledge of the glory of the Lord go around? For one of the ways to go around will be through the campuses. Students on fire, students who know the word, they are that contagious. They would even make their lecturers begin to think, what is this thing that they are talking about? What is this thing that they are preaching about? For as they go to different ascents who have been taught the word, who know who they are, what they have, and who Christ is. And as they go to different schools, as they get admission, as they come to know it as these students, the truth of God's word will be going round. The truth of God's word will be going round. Men will be equipped. Men will flow in the things of the Spirit in the campuses. And one after the other. For you have said, what is coming from the north? What is coming from the north? For all we see from the north is affliction and persecution. But soon no more, says the Lord. For 2 to 3 years now, you will hear in the campuses in the north, men full of the word, men contending for sound doctrine. For no more will we see from the north people giving to prophetic mysteries, giving to symbols. No. For it is not symbols that would fill the head. It is the knowledge of the glory of God that shall fill the head. It is not mystery that shall fill the head. It is the knowledge of the glory of God that shall fill the head. Again, you will look to Niger and you will say in 4 years' time, this is a city that has produced sound ministers. For I have a remnant I have reserved. Do not say it is only me. Do not say it is only you. Do not say it is only here. For I'm raising up a company in different places. They have been tested and they have stood true. They have been persecuted for preaching the gospel and they are standing true. For this will not fail me. These are strong and I'm raising them in the different places all around Nigeria. For do not look to the east and say, oh, they are giving to money. No. For what churches are rising up, they are full of the Spirit and they are full of God's word. And soon it will be a thing of the past to associate the east with materialism. It will be a thing of the past to associate the east with materialism. For in Onitsha, men are springing up. Men are springing up. Oh, Shanelop, Bahaya. Many are 15, 16, 17 young men on fire, and they are preaching the gospel, and they are letting nobody stop them. Ubamboroka, for they have stood true with the persecution of parents, and they are preaching all the same. The truth of God's word is springing up. Men are rising. Men full of the word and full of the spirit. We speak peace. We speak hope. We speak life. And that's all we speak. That's all we speak. No more we will complain and name any region in Nigeria. For we see the light. The true light has sprung up already. Men are carrying the torch. They are going. They are going. They are going. They have answered. They have said, to the east we will go. To the north we will go. To the west we will go. To the south we will go. We will not seek for platform. We will create platforms. We will not seek for name. We will teach the name of Jesus. We will not seek for name. We will teach the name of Jesus. We will not seek glory. We will bring the glory of the Father. For no more we will say, I want to make a name for myself. No, we will preach the name of Jesus. From the north, the south, the east, the west, the light is shining. The light is shining. The light is shining. It is not coming. It is here already. It is here already. It is here already. It is not in 10 years' time. It is not in 8 years' time. It is not in 9 years' time. Do not look to a distant time and say it will come. It will come. It will come. For what will come has come. For what will come has come. In that sense, everywhere, I'm waking up realizing that there is something they carry. For you carry me. Are you not a powerhouse? Are you not a treasure house? Oh, all around, the truth of God's word has taken over this country. Every onomama mokoda. For you have heard prophecies of old and have said, Nigeria shall be a better place. That is not just it. This country is at the center of the heart of the work of the Father. For the Lord is raising men in this country who are going to different regions preaching the gospel and standing for the truth of the word, contending for wholesome interpretation of scriptures. God is raising men all around this country. They are young. Many are not old, but are certain who shall be old among them and old among them. They have been worn out with legalism and worn out with materialism. They will look as fathers. They will not speak against the youth. They will endorse the youth. They will encourage the youth. Many before they die would say, we said what was wrong. We taught what was wrong. But now we know the truth. Now we speak the truth. Now we say it is Christ and Him crucified that is the message. When you look and you see that that ministry that has stood as a principality and have said, Deuteronomy is all we know. Deuteronomy is all we know. For he came from the east, and from the same east the wind will blow him away. You will notice the ministry is no more. He who has stood and have said, it is only Deuteronomy I know. For he came from the east, and the east wind will blow him away again. Those ministries are taken away, and God is raising men in their place who will stand and have integrity, who will not despise and take advantage of men. Such is being raised by the Spirit even now. Glory to God. 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 For you stand at a pivotal place in the church in Nigeria, sir, and the Lord would have you know that you are raising strong local assemblies, and people will look at you in this coming move and this coming wave and this coming whatsoever they have called it. They will look up to you and say, that is the church. That is a church as church should be. that is a church as church should be. And so he toughens your wings and he makes you stronger. And you have had experiences where you can be a father to many. And the Lord establishes you. And soon from every corner, men will say, that is a father. That is a father. That is a father, for I have stirred a burden in your heart for the youth. I have stirred a burden in your heart for the youth. For as you train and equip them, you will make full proof of the apostolic work that is in your hand. Elumbre dando copra acta sacta copali. Vecto penacto proctis kelecta cara. For you will see giftings in you that you thought will come in distant time. They will be full and tangible in manifestation every time you do the work. Do the work. Do the work. Raising strong local assemblies. The things you are doing, it will look like you are pioneering works that none have done before. And it will not just be in that area you already know of in writing. It will be in a form of raising ministers that no one has taken the burden for. And you will see it strong. The resources will come. The resources will come. The resources will come. I will provide myself for the work, says the Lord. I will provide myself for the work, says the Lord. Io mo babo reshikahala dalo bro. Mombo shikamando. For I'm well pleased with you. For I love the work you are doing. For I love what your heart has been given to. Upreno mekaito varodiska la 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 lushi. Mam ragano no soto prenele komboboro ni kananga lusi. Pronde sete dele ne. Things will not take a long time to materialize. Things, no, it's not 5 years' time we know the people will come. It is that the people are coming already. That's why I've put you in that strategic location in Lagos. The people are coming all around. The people are coming all around. The news is being spread abroad by itself. The fame is being spread abroad by itself. The work is speaking for itself. And men are coming from every corner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give glory to God. Give glory to God.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more of our messages, you can visit our website at www.theremaworldng.org.